Did you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us today. We got a lot to talk about. Bethany Mandel will be here from the Deseret. Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum. We'll even talk to the RNC about some of the latest border nonsense. But we start with my very good friend, John Gibson, right back here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
So
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I've said this many times. There are people that work in the broadcast news industry, whether it be news talk radio or cable TV or even broadcast, that over the years have had different levels of influence on my own career and path, and people that for no reason at all sometimes just went out of their way to give me a word of encouragement or to point me in the right direction. And I'm so grateful to have John Gibson back with me today. John, thanks for being back. There's lots going on in the world, and you've got a new book out. I want to get to the book in a minute. But I want to get your assessment, because I miss you on TV. I wish you were still on TV. I get tired of the kids talking about things that they don't seem to know as much about these days, especially the White House press corps. My gosh, what a shameful group of know-nothings we have in there. I mean, thank goodness for Peter Doocy, but aside from that. But I am curious about your thoughts, as I often am about the news of the day, as to where you think we are some 50 days out from the election of 2022. What's your take on what's happening in the country right now?
Kevin, I thought it was really much clearer before two events, and I think they've muddied up predictions. And the two events were the abortion decision out of the Supreme Court, which may have mobilized Democratic women. And the other was Donald Trump making it clear he's going to run. Now, he hasn't announced,
right.
but nonetheless, those are two huge motivating factors, and how they break is still not clear to me. Now, you know, the background, as you well know, before those two things made themselves clear, was raging inflation, outrageous border situation,
right.
Crime on the streets that's just shocking. And this stuff with transgenderism that has, you know, now has us observing major medical institutions disfiguring kids before they even hit puberty. All those kinds of things are huge motivating factors for Republicans. Biden has managed to bring down gas prices by depleting our national oil savings account, but the grocery store is still a nightmare, an absolute nightmare.
Yep.
I don't know if you notice this, but when I go to the store, I would buy, you know, this is getting into some details here. I buy chicken breasts. I now know I go in there, and the big companies, Tyson, those guys, they're slicing them up. They're not giving the whole chicken breast. They're slicing them so you get a bunch of, they call them chicken breast fillets, and they're basically giving you less and charging the same price for it.
Wow.
Now, we know about this going on with boxed goods, let's say cereal.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Turns out, but now right there on the meat counter, we're gonna slice this chicken breast up so you get about half of it and you paid for the same amount. You pay the same amount that you paid for the full thing.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of mind-blowing that that's going on all over the place.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the abortion case, because I think that New York is going to be a real test for that. Hochul is running ads, you know, trying to pin Zeldin down on being a supporter of the Dobbs decision, and he celebrated it. And Zeldin is coming back at her with nothing but surveillance footage of shootings going on the streets of New York. And I've talked to a lot of women specifically in the last 24, 48 hours that have seen both ads. And I'm telling you, abortion may be something. I mean, see, here's the problem. In a lot of states, it didn't become illegal. It wasn't changed at all. So
right.
For her to say here in New York, it's really under threat, it's kind of like bogus. Everybody knows that you can still get an abortion anywhere you want in New York City.
Yeah, that's very late-term abortion is what you've got going on the street.
Yeah.
Your 14-year-old is getting aborted by another 17-year-old with a gun.
Yeah.
And not only that, there's just wanton attacks,
yeah.
Random attacks of people on the street. Never mind guns, but you know, just people being beaten down on the street. It's just shocking. And I saw Bill Clinton the other night talking about, oh, the Republicans go out and scare people. Well, they damn well ought to be scared.
Yeah.
This is not good. And I read that New York City subways now have cameras in them. Anybody watching?
No. She just said she's going to put them in them.
Let's say they're in there. You know, first of all, somebody's going to take a spray can and spray it over the lens. Secondly, even what that means is that after you are stabbed, they'll have a picture of the stabbing and maybe the perp if he isn't wearing a COVID mask and a hoodie.
Yep.
Nothing takes the place of cops.
It's nonsensical. Well, and that's why Zeldin's reached out to Adams, and he's promising to fire Bragg. There's going to be a lot of things that go down. But I think your observation is very interesting. I do think New York will kind of be a test case to see, you know, how those two things went head to head. Let me shift over to the Trump thing for just a second, because I thought, and I got really worried after the Mar-a-Lago raid, that the campaign was going to turn on. Now it's about who's with Trump and who's against Trump. And what I've seen from Zeldin, from Carrie Lake in Arizona, from Ron DeSantis in Florida, from Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, from Herschel Walker in Georgia, these people that are running for the Senate and the gubernatorial seats at the top of the ticket, which are going to be the biggest races that are on the tickets this go around, they are all seeming to say, we're going to let Trump swim in his own lane over there. We're going to sit here and talk about immigration. We're going to talk about crime. We're going to talk about gas prices. We're going to talk about inflation. And yeah, gas prices have come down a little bit, but still where Biden came in at, they're still double plus in most places of the country. So I'm curious, do you think they're on the right path in staying with message discipline and just coming straight at the voters with the issues?
Yeah, I do. If you get in the Trump vortex, it can work out for you or not.
Depends on state.
It depends on the state. Depends on the mood of people at any given moment. And, you know, it depends on what Trump says at any given moment. I mean, you know, they're making it. Look, there's a story on the front page of the New York Times today. I'm sure you saw it. It says, no matter what we do investigating Trump, it doesn't seem to shake his supporters' support.
Yep.
And it, you know, this thing of we got him now, which we're in our, what, eighth iteration?
Yeah, I know. I've lost track.
I've lost track, too. It's I don't care what you feel about Trump. You've got to be looking at that and saying, well, wait a minute. They said this about, you know, and start counting off the things. And according to the Times this morning, no, they don't have him now.
Yeah.
He's even they're admitting we got him on this thing. There he is saying on Hannity last night, well, I can just think I'm declassifying these papers. And, you know, you just saw the blue tip Twitter world explode.
Right.
We got him now. Look at the ridiculous thing he said. Nope. Didn't make a dent.
Yeah, and it's actually not that far from being reality. There's much more. I've had a lot of attorneys on since Mar-a-Lago. There's a lot of latitude that presidents can have in how they declassify. Whether he did it right or not, I'm not here to say.
Well, apparently you can do that if you're Secretary of State, too. You can have stuff on your server that's not classified.
That's true.
You just thought you were going to do
point taken, Mr. Gibson. Exactly. Let's take a break and come right back. I'm talking with my good friend John Gibson. Don't go anywhere.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin.
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered
if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave, but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change, because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift, or a 10-installment gift of $25, or a 5-month gift of $50. It doesn't matter how we get there, as long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That Bag of Hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that Bag of Hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, we've still got a lot of things to get to on today's show, but I just decided I was going to change a bunch of it. So John Gibson stays with me another 8 minutes or so here. And John, always appreciate your candidness. If there is one thing that I think anybody who watched your career in television would admit, it was that nobody owned John Gibson's brain except John Gibson. So and we're grateful for that, because I think in the day and age in which we live, it's very seldom that you get, sometimes just honest, straightforward thoughts about things. And so grateful for that. You got a new book out, and it's in the same series that we talked about last time. Give us a little elevator pitch on this. It is fiction, but it's based in kind of historical accuracy.
Yeah. Okay. So my first book was OJ's Knife.
Right.
And that was about the fact that the police never found the knife. And the fiction story is two guys find the knife craziness ensues. Okay, so this one is about, it's called Death in the Reeds, R-E-E-D-S, and it's about a fact, which is that there is an antiquity, and it's known, you know, among scholars as the Lioness and the Nubian Boy, and it is a 4-inch plaque. So this lioness is killing this boy, and it's a little decorative plaque that was on a throne of a king 3,000 years ago. There's one in the British Museum. There was one in the Iraq Museum. And at the start of the Iraq War, the Iraq Museum was looted, and this particular antiquity was stolen. It, to this day, it still has not been found.
That's the historical fact that this one is based
on. That's the historical fact. So now, my story, which always involves a ne'er-do-well, always getting fired or suspended TV reporter named Mickey Judge, it follows the guy who stole it, what happens to him, what happens to it, and how it all winds up in San Francisco, where Mickey Judge finds himself trying to, you know, find this thing and save a colleague who has got stars in her eyes about making millions of dollars selling this thing. So that's the basic fiction story. It's a mystery. It's called Death in the Reeds, a Mickey Judge mystery by John Gibson. And there it sits on Amazon. If you put in Death in the Reeds, it pops right up. And I can assure you, when you hit place your order, it'll be on your doorstep 2 days later.
And if you don't have 2 days, just get the Kindle version, because you can have it in minutes,
yes,
seconds.
That's true,
even.
Too.
Yeah.
That is true, too, yes.
Well, congrats on a successful follow-up in that Mickey Judge series. I really liked OJ's Knife, so I can't wait to take a look at this one.
I did send it to you. It's on its way.
Okay, very good. I have not received it yet. I think Nick may have absconded with it. We'll have to.
No. He gave me your address this morning.
Then that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the news for just a bit more.
Sure.
You mentioned some of those more heart-wrenching issues, and I have to say, in the election cycles that I've somewhat paid attention to, and that goes back to Gerald Ford, I've never seen grassroots parents as on fire and motivated and in some places angry the way they are about CRT and gender identity being visited upon 5, 7, 10-year-olds in elementary school in ways that we've never seen before. And some of this is teachers unions running the show. Some of this is activism working its way in. But I'm just curious, do you sense that the parents of America are really ticked off about this, and will that matter?
Oh, my God. I think it does. I mean, I think it matters a lot. Now, remember, I live in Texas, but, you know, I think about those BLM riots in 2020, and you know, the corollary would be these parents going down and burning down the universities that produce these teachers that are on TikTok every day talking about how they are in charge of kids. Parents have no voice in their education. Nothing could motivate people more than that. You tell people, I'm taking your kid away. I'm going to fill his head with stupid stuff. I'm going to talk him into mutilating himself, changing his gender, and you have nothing to say about it. Well, you might as well use a cattle prod on people.
Yeah.
They're going to sit up straight and do what they can about it. And, you know, Randy Weingarten may be able to protect teachers from getting fired, but she can't protect board members from getting voted off the board.
And they've been voted out in places I didn't expect them to, like San Francisco.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I think that when it comes down to this stuff, there may be a shark in the water that these progressives just are not expecting. This could be a scene from Jaws.
Well, and speak to that for a second, because it feels like, and I've seen some polling since the Seventh Realm of Hell speech that Biden gave in front of Independence Hall, where he imitated Benito Mussolini. Independents seem to be very turned off by both the tone of Biden's team saying, if you disagree with us, you're, you know, a threat to democracy and that kind of thing, that kind of thing. But they also seem to be very concerned about these really what I call heart-wrenching issues, like their kids in public schools. You don't have to be a Christian conservative. You don't have to be a churchgoer. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be any of those things to just not want your kid to be indoctrinated.
No. And, you know, you see Biden doing this stuff and you see Gavin Newsom waiting in the wings to double down.
Yeah.
It's you know, people looking around and saying, well, wait a minute. You know, Biden is already trying to achieve the one party state nationally. And if he doesn't run and Gavin Newsom runs and by some accident and misfortune, he ends up being president and the country becomes a one party state like California. And these policies are visited nationally and we all become the mess that my native state is, it's a nightmare. Yeah. And I think people can put two and two together, look at it and say, no, I don't want any part of that.
Well, and that's why, you know, if Trump decides to run, I totally believe he has the right to make the decision and do it. He certainly, there were certainly enough questions about what happened in 2020 that, you know, for him to receive more votes than any incumbent in the history of the country, and to feel like he got robbed on that note, whether he did or not, or however they pulled it off, if he decides for whatever reason not to, I think you've got a good bench of people, the governor from Florida being a good example of it, that could easily take Gavin Newsom on in a common sense toe-to-toe battle. And I do think it's going to be a battle for the real soul of the country, what they actually believe, what they believe about their kids, their family, what they want to have as their country.
Listen, I think, you know, we're all looking forward to Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series, right? And DeSantis versus Newsom, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
I mean,
couldn't be more clear in the options.
It could not be more clear, and it could not be more fiery.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Trump. I loved his, you know, the things he stood for. But let's be honest. He is exhausting.
Well, he hasn't said he's going to, and he hasn't said he's not going to. He certainly acts like he is. Yeah. But it's not up to me or, you know, people at the Daily Wire or anybody else to tell him what to do. He's got to make that decision for himself.
Right.
Friends,
but I'm just saying, in a perfect world, if we could watch DeSantis versus Newsom, man, get me my bucket of popcorn.
Yeah, I think that's coming up sometime. We'll see. Okay, get John's new book, Death in the Reeds. It's the paperback or Kindle version, and you can get it right now on Amazon. Death in the Reeds. John, thank you so much.
Hey, Kevin, thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kelsey Bowler is back with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Kelsey, this week, well, we got a lot to talk about because you've been working on your documentary, but there's also some new developments in some other area news. And I had John Gibson on as well. The gender identity stuff in the schools, it's going to be an enormous voting motivator for parents. Women's rights talk, the abortion stuff, is going to be offset by a strong turnout of moms and married women that are going to be very motivated to vote based on the gender identity and the educational dysfunction that we have in the country. And I'm curious if you agree with that assessment.
Yeah, absolutely. I would caveat that to say that a lot of Americans still don't know how far this issue has gone until it affects them personally. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have a child who is gender confused. That could also mean there's a gender confused child in your own child's class. And the teacher is in the school is mandating that your child use incorrect pronouns that don't align with this child's biological sex and accommodate this child, whether that means having a biological boy use girls' bathrooms or locker rooms or even room overnight in opposite sex cabins, all in the name of tolerance. And so once these types of situations start affecting more and more parents, which they absolutely are, because the number of transgender and non-binary identifying children is just skyrocketing, they are going to wake up to it. Many of them sadly already are, because we know about these instances all across the country. But I'll tell you, it is easier for a lot of Americans to say, well, I'm tolerant, I'm compassionate, I'm just going to let this child identify however they believe, and that's the end of the story. But what these people need to realize is there's nothing tolerant and compassionate about lying to children. It's actually cruel and inhumane to send them down a path that entails lifelong medical complications, hormones, surgeries, irreversible damage to their body.
It's become this huge tent to park everything under that may just be normal emotional development, may just be a sense of I don't fully understand how I, you know, what I am yet as a person. But they don't want to necessarily go down this path of permanence that has no recourse. And that was the message of the young 18-year-old girl that was trying to get the word out yesterday. I know you've got a big chunk of these stories coming up with your documentary.
Yeah, I believe that girl's name is Chloe, who you're speaking
yes.
about. She's a very powerful story. I encourage everybody to go watch it. And absolutely, Independent Women's Forum just released our latest story featuring a detransitioner as well, a biological woman who went down the path of a social and medical quote-unquote transition only to realize just a year after having a double mastectomy to remove her breasts, that objectively no matter what she did to her body, no matter how many people she convinced to call her a boy, there was no way for her to actually be a boy. And that identifying this way was actually kind of being used as a coverall to attempt to heal some deeper emotional and mental health issues that she was having. She was one of those teens who thought, if everybody around me doesn't affirm me, if I'm not allowed to quote unquote transition, then I will kill myself. This is what she told her parents. This is what she told herself. And less than a year after surgically removing her breasts, she changed her mind. This really was over a 4-year span where she made permanent effects to her body and then realized she is a woman. That's not even how she identifies. It's just simply what she is.
Right.
And, you know, it's a very powerful story because she thought when she was younger, there was no way she ever wanted to have children. If she did, well, she could always do surrogacy because she was aware there were some risks of sterilizing yourself. You take these cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers for a long period of time, which she was doing.
Yeah.
And then she realized after meeting a boyfriend that she actually did want to have her own children. This was extremely important to her. And at that point, she was at a crossroad and completely terrified to even go to a fertility specialist to find out if she was infertile due to what she did to her body. So I really encourage everyone to go watch it. It's on IWF.org. I don't want to give away the ending of the story. I'll tell you, it's an 8-minute video, super powerful, and it really does have an ending you don't want to miss. There's been such a media blackout of these detransitioner stories. Yeah. I appreciate you covering, and I think there's such an important piece of the conversation of this entire gender ideology debate.
We're going to keep telling the stories, Kelsey. It's what we have to do, and I know you will as well. IWF.org, that's where you go to see that. Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for today.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy 2 Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been.
And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy two Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You may remember about a year ago, we talked about this concept called Banned Book Week. And it's not exactly what it is titled, but there is certainly an agenda behind it. And here to discuss is Bethany Mandel, writer for The Deseret, FoxNews.com, other great outlets. She's also the editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series, which I cannot recommend highly enough. Historical biographies accurate about the types of American heroes that they will not hear about in their local public school library or in their local public school classroom, sadly, a lot of times. But she rejoins us. Bethany, for those that weren't here last year when we talked about it, Banned Book Week, how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the American Library Association has been tracking for a number of years the books that people bring an objection to in their local libraries. And, you know, 10 years ago, the books were kind of, you know, Captain Underpants and sort of books that had potty humor, silliness. I personally, you know, I found most of the books that people objected to about 10 years ago to be non-objectionable. That changed. The number one book at the top of the banned books list for the last several years is a book called George. They've retitled it since. Now it's called Melissa, and it's by a writer named Alex Gino, who goes by they, them pronouns. And so I think you know where this is going.
Oh, man.
And it's a book basically promoting the idea of gender transition to children and to middle schoolers. It is marketed for middle grade children. And so that's ages probably like third grade to sixth. And it makes taking hormones sound like taking antibiotics, and it cures you, and it's very easy, and it's very simple, and all you need is your parents' permission. And I'm basically paraphrasing because I've read this book, but it's all part of a push to introduce sexuality and introduce age-inappropriate topics to children too soon. And if you look at the list of banned books now that the ALA is so desperately trying to protect, the books are explicit. And they are inappropriate, and they are not the Captain Underpants of 10 years ago, that's for sure.
They're the kind of books, actually, that when parents tried to read from them at local school board meetings, the school board shut them down and had them dragged out of the school board meetings.
Yeah, and the same when you show images. There's another book that's been at the top of the list called Gender Queer, and it's a graphic novel.
That sounds harmless.
It's graphic, let me tell you. There's the imagery of sex acts between children. There are images of adults laying in bed with children in sexual positions. I mean, the ALA has decided to shift its focus towards protecting and promoting sexually explicit material to children. And that's what Banned Books Week has become.
And how do they pull this out? Do they go into the schools? Do they go into the libraries and set up displays? What's the strategy
for the librarians to sort of promote this?
Yeah.
So during Banned Books Week, they'll create promo tables, and so they'll say, these are the books that we're highlighting this month. They basically use all the same books as they used in June during Pride Month. They just, you know, same display.
Just change the label on the table.
It's banned books instead of Pride. Yeah,
exactly. It's not as many rainbows. But I mean, it's basically the same idea. They're sort of pushing this into the hands of kids. I have a friend here where I live in Montgomery County, Maryland, and she told me that her daughter has pretty much only come home with these books from the school library. And she's talked to the librarian and said, I'm not comfortable with my child reading these books. And the librarian has just been like, I don't really care, because they think that our children are, you know, the collective's children. They are society's children. And, you know, they need to be educated. And who cares what parents think about
it? Well, I've been speaking with Kelsey Bowler and John Gibson, and they've all said the same thing, that this kind of new attitude of the kids don't belong to you, they belong to us, the greater us, whoever that is. And I think, I don't know, Bethany, I know that the left, the far left, is really pushing on the Dobbs case to try to get the abortion vote out. I kind of think that moms, particularly moms of small children, are going to care a lot more about this stuff than they are in states like New York, where abortion is still legal anyway. It's not going to be a deciding factor in the gubernatorial race here, but something like this is. And moms, and you don't have to be necessarily a Christian conservative to be, you know, upset about this. There are just normal people living in the suburbs that don't want their kids exposed to this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the friend that I referred to is a moderate Democratic voter mom, and she doesn't want her daughter, you know, who's, I mean, this is how they target kids. You know, you're going through puberty, your body is changing.
Yeah.
Sorry?
This is grooming.
And they're in print. 100%. Yeah. And so she doesn't want her daughter sort of in this really sensitive moment in her life exposed to the idea that, you know, you can avoid this changing body thing by taking hormones. You can avoid it, but you shouldn't, because this is just, you know, girls become women, and it's not a fun, it's not a comfortable experience. And so they're sort of targeting young girls by saying, you know, maybe if you're uncomfortable in your body, you're really a man. I mean, show me a preteen girl uncomfortable in her body.
Yeah. No, it's really insidious what they're doing. And it's another great rationale for why people should explore educational options. I mean, charter schools, homeschooling, Christian schools, Catholic schools, yeshivas, like whatever their options are in their particular communities, there's got to be better opportunities than what we're being force fed through the, you know, National Federation of Teachers.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we've seen the failure of public education over the course of the last 3 years, and now they're sort of piling on top of it. And so they weren't educating our children during COVID, and now that they have them back and they're years behind, instead of trying to play catch up on things like, I don't know, math and reading, they've decided to go all in on gender ideology.
And CRT, and in some cases both. This is really disturbing. Are there any practical steps, Bethany, that that you're putting out there for people to, you know, take more control of their situation?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the number one thing is to be aware of what your children are bringing home from the library, both the school library and the public library, and also what's being taught in their classrooms. Yeah. And that's not exclusive to the sex ed classes.
Oh, no.
They're putting these books in every single subject area.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not anywhere near the sex ed discussions that they're doing. It's way in advance of that. Yeah. All right, Bethany Mandel, always appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around
around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, we've talked a lot about science today, and I mourn the death of science because science is good. Science, the discovery of actual fact, the observation of actual fact, is always a good thing. It helps you understand what's true, what's not. Helps you build a worldview around what is reliable, and it actually empowers you to be able to believe and to understand more about yourself, the world around you, God, people. When you are able to know things for real, it helps you. It helps to keep you from becoming Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, who, after what I saw this morning, I believe I can say is no such thing. There's no such thing as Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams supposedly is a person that ran for governor and lost, but never said that she lost. And she's supposedly running for governor again. But I don't think she exists. I think she's a manufactured thing designed to convince people that that she exists. And you know why I say this? Just listen to what she told. This is a bona fide audience of grownups yesterday.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her. There is no such thing.
All right, did you get what she said? Did you get that? There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. I could line up OBGYNs from here to Kansas to disprove her. Stacey Abrams, woman of science, elite, genuine intellectual giant. I heard the 6 weeks heartbeat of all three of my children. not just one, but all three of them. And I don't know, maybe you've never had children, Stacy. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. Maybe not talk about things that you're kind of wrong on until you know for sure what you're talking about. But the bottom line here is that she sat in a room and no one disputed her. At a gathering of Democrats trying to get her elected for governor in the state of Georgia. Now, Georgia, you can elect the most stupid person on planet Earth if you want to. But why would anybody want to elect somebody who was going to take... And again, this is all about the abortion. It's not a baby. It doesn't live. It's not actually alive. There's no heartbeat at 6 weeks. Those are all lies. From the moment the child is conceived, it's human life. It has its own DNA. It has its own genome code, its own serial number. And it's living. And at 6 weeks, you can hear the heartbeat, Stacey Abrams. There is no mass conspiracy of doctors tricking women and fathers into hearing the heartbeats of their children. Those heartbeats are placed there by God. Argue with him. I'm Kevin McCullough.